focus today?
That was awesome to watch. That was so much fun. He was efficient in the strike zone. Fastball had real life today. I mean, he was going 22 inches of vert, 20 inches of vert on every four seam. He did a great job of landing all his off-speed pitches for strikes. So now the Giants had to honor that because he's getting in the strike zone, the changeup. The curveball had real bite to it, depth. He was using the cutter well. Yeah, it was a great pitching performance. Yeah, honestly, I wanted him to finish that inning, you know, and then once it was kind of grindy at bats that inning, and then when Ramos hit the double, that was when we made the move, and like, yeah, I slapped him on the chest, let him know that was awesome. It was fun to watch, and the boys around him in the infield were saying the same thing, and as he walked away, I just told him, just take that in. That's cool. You know, it's very rare in this game where you kind of get to feel that, so. He was well deserved, and the fans were awesome. Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we've talked about in spring training. I love our rotation depth, you know, with BY and Povich, and then we still have our young bucks too that are developing with Levi, Trey Gibson, Nestor Herman. Like we've got some depth, so it's fun to be a part of. Yeah, so that was kind of new-ish. What I mean by that is, like, for a week he's been battling illness and sickness, and then on the off day he was extremely dehydrated on Thursday, and he ended up fading. And come to find out kind of through that, we're guessing that he probably banged his head a little bit. And so that was kind of the touch-and-go aspect of it because we wasn't sure if it was the dehydration or the illness. And as he was getting worked up to play, he – just felt dizzy. So, yeah, we got to make sure that he's good to go.
Was that today when he was feeling dizzy?
He felt it yesterday, but it was one of those things where we weren't sure if it was still the sickness and still dehydrated. But, I mean, our training staff did a great job of getting him rehydrated, and then as he was getting worked up today, it was, yeah, that's when we kind of knew.
Do you have any idea what play it could have been on where he banged his head?
No, he fainted on the off day. Yeah, I have an accent. Yeah, it was on the off day. Yeah. Yeah, so it was encouraging news with Adley. You know, so like we said, just nip this in the butt, and then he'll be good to go. So really encouraging news. With Mounty, yeah, it's a little tougher. You got the fourth metacarpal is broken in his foot. So. Yeah, it's tough.
Craig, I guess between the injuries that you guys kind of entered the season with and then now you've got a string of them just these past couple days, I guess there's a part of the fan base that kind of like, it's like, oh, it's this again, but it's unfair to you because, you know, you weren't here last year. I guess what kind of gives you optimism? Like you just mentioned encouraging signs with Adley. I guess what else kind of gives you optimism about being in place here that, you know, hopefully this isn't like a recurring thing like in terms of the injuries?
Yeah, I think the players in that clubhouse have shown their resiliency. You know, like last year was last year. And that's something that I talked about when I got the job this offseason and through spring training, just how the players' feedback and what they felt from last season. And obviously we added some new pieces, but the last thing is, it's not last year. And yesterday, the boy stepped up. You know, right before the game, Adley, you know, gets pulled. And Mounty ends up messing up his foot. And everyone sees that. Boy stepped up. Then today, same thing. You know, and to me, like, that's the sign of a resilient group. And in this game, you have to be. The season's too long. There's ups and downs. Guys get injured. It's all part of it. But the good teams can overcome that. And right now we're showing signs that we can. And I would bet on this team a lot.
What was the emotion in the dugout after Pete's big hit first?
Oh, I mean, it was just a game state. It was all the emotion. Like, we needed those two runs to cash those in. It was a great job by Taylor Ward running the bases to score from first. But, yeah, for Pete, like, everyone in that clubhouse knows how hard he works. And he hasn't wavered from being the teammate that he is. So when guys come through like that, then you know they're going through it. And the expectations, it was awesome for him to come through. Who's this?
Pete.
Yeah, I know exactly what. I think the whole world knows what that looks like when he's comfortable. And, like, especially today, even his last at-bat, hit that ball 109, like, right out of Willie Adames. Like, he's – like we talked about, he's – the past couple of games, he's been taking his walks, not chasing outside the strike zone. And today he did a great job of doing the same thing and also getting his swing off when the pitchers are in the strike zone. TBD.
Ambidextrous.